We are learning the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. It's said in the Mishnah that the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, was Piv Mitzupa Zav. The mouthpiece of the Shofar was covered with Zav. Reiting Mar Akasha, V'atanya Muntar Braisa, on Amud Beis, Suppose of Makom Nachas Piv, if you covered it with Zav, in the place where you put your mouth, it's possible. Shloy Makom Nachas Piv is kosher. And not Makom Nachas Piv, it's kosher. Nachas Piv, possible means that it's in the place where you blow, where your mouth is, your mouth touches the gold. And Rashi knows, what's the problem? Why is it possible? Rashi started, Kia b'zav, loy b'shofar. It comes that you're blowing with the Zav and not the Shofar. The Ramban learns a little different. The Ramban learns it's more of like a din chatzitza, not mamash chatzitza, but the Ramban holds your mouth has to touch the Shofar. It shouldn't be, when you're blowing, your mouth should be on the Shofar. And therefore, here it's on the Zav, it's not on the Shofar. That's the problem. And nafkin to Ramban's pshat and Rashi's pshat is, if someone takes a Shofar and puts it 1 inch away from his mouth and he blows through it, this is kosher. According to Rashi, it's kosher. The mice is tekia through the Shofar. According to Ramban, your piv has to be on the Shofar and it won't be kosher. Like upon him, the Braisa says, suppose of Makom Nachas Piv is possible. And we have two pshatim in that. So the kasher is, how was found our Mishnah? It was not covered in the place where you put your mouth. Let's say, for example, it was covered on top of the shofar, and when you blow a shofar, you put your mouth on the end of the shofar, and there's no bzav there, and therefore it's not a problem.
You allowed to actually do that today?
Yeah. So the mechaber says that you shouldn't do it because it might change the coil. You shouldn't cover a shofar, it might change the coil. Even says you shouldn't make pictures on it. That's the mechaber paskins. You shouldn't make pictures on it because it might change the coil. So it might say you're not supposed to do it. If you want to know, but the evidence kosher, it's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch, but the evidence kosher. But the Maaseh, you should not do it. That's what it says in the Mechaber. Zog to Gemara Vayta. There were two trumpets on the side while he blew the shofar in the middle. Frank the Gemara, how can you hear a mitzvah shofar that way? You're hearing trumpets the same time as the shofar. Betray Kali Mishdami, how can you hear two calls at one time? By time to the Braisa. That the Eibishto, when he said the Saras Hadibris, he said, Zachar v'sham v'diva echon damru. We said it both at the same time. Ash'ena pe yuchel odaber. No one could talk that way. V'ena oizni yuchel shmai. You can't even hear those two things. So, l'chayro, what is, l'chayro, how are you allowed to hear b'yaitz of the shayfer? You're hearing chatzayish at the same time. You can't hear trey kolam ishtam. You can't hear two things at one time. And for the Gemara, l'kach marach b'shayfer. It's in the Mishnah that there was shtei chatzayish m'at stodim. V'shayfer Marich v'chatzoyis just mekatzoyis. So shofar goes longer, blows longer than the trumpets. So since it blows longer, so then it's right. The Gemara, what does that mean? L'meimra the chishama soif tekiya v'lo tchilas tekiya yatsa. It would come out from this teretz that we see a chiddush that if someone blows a tekiya and you hear the end of it, you yatsa, and it would also come out the opposite is true also. Meila tchilas tekiya v'lo soif tekiya yatsa. You hear the beginning of the tekiah, at the end of the tekiah, yeah, so that's what it would sound like from this teretz, which will not stick la halacha, but the Gemara is saying right now, it would sound like from this teretz that all you have to do is see, the shofar goes longer, everything is good. So hearing the end of the tekiah or the beginning of the tekiah is fine. Tosha Mav, Nancy Akasha from a Mishnah later on. It says the Mishnah later on, in the next parak, Taka Barishayna, we know that every set of tekiahs has Tekiya, then Teruah, then Tekiya. So there's a Tekiya before and Tekiya afterwards. And then the next one, Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya. You blow Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya on Malchias, Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya on Zechronius, and Tekiya, Teruah on Shofars. The reason why we do 30 is we're not sure what Teruah is, so therefore we land up having 10 Kailas on each one. But Meikar Adin, it's really a one blowing Shofar on each one. So now, after Malchias, you have a tekiah. You have a tekiah through a tekiah. So the first set is Malchias. So the tekiah afterwards, you want to use that tekiah for the last, the second part of the Malchias, and the first part of Zechronius, the achareha of Malchias, and the lefaneha of Zechronius. So you blow one long tekiah. That's a long, enough zman to be two tekiahs. And you want to blow, you b'yaitza. So the Mishnah says, no. Taka v'rishayinu, moshach v'shniya kashdayim, and you went, you blew enough for two, so they have one tekiah. It's like a tekiah gadol. That's all it ends up being. Now, Rashi says this thing that it's Malchus and Zichronus. So the Taizant is bothered a little bit. How's it possible to get the Zichronus? He says he blew very long, and you'll be able to say 10 psukim in between to do the whole Malchus. Or he says one shidol, 3 psukim is enough. Like upon him, you want to use that long tekiah for 2 sets. So the lach is only 1. Amai, Frank the Gemara, if this is a musig of hearing just the beginning of a tekiah and end of a tekiah, to salak levitarati, let that long tekiah be a beginning of a tekiah, and that'll be yetzah for the first set, and the end of the tekiah will be for the second set, because you don't have to hear all the tekiah. And for the Gemara, no, maybe you're right that you could, or beginning or end's enough, but pesuke tekiyasim adil levitzkina, you know, you don't cut a tekiah in half, that you don't do already, and therefore, it's not going to help you anything. That's why it's no good. So it's not a kasha on our side. Tashima, try not a kasha. The Mishnah says, on our base, at the Kehel Secha bar, someone blows a shofar into a bar. And the first already say that what's he doing blowing a shofar into a bar? It's someone with his man, Hashmad, where they didn't let you blow a shofar, so they used to go into caves to blow a shofar. So this is a problem a little bit. At the Kehel Secha bar, or Secha dos, you blow a shofar in a bar or in a dos. A dos is a different type of pit. Just one's a binyan and one is in the ground. Other Secha pitas, or into a huge barrel. Actually, look at Rashi, the last word is fountain. In a huge fountain, you went into a huge barrel, you made the tekiah. Im kol shofar shamar, if you hear the call of the shofar, yotza. Im kol avar shamar, if you hear the call of the echo, lo yotza. And the Gemara is being revoyer, this is all added at a bar. In the bar, you could hear the shofar, but it's added at a bar, usually only all you hear is the echo. But the problem is, don't by the beginning of the tekiah, before the echo happens, you hear the tekiah. So what's the problem? Amai, why not yotza? Lepik with tekiah's tekiah. Lemaisa. Before the call got mixed up with the echo. So this is already refuted this whole thing, slugged up. And Avadi, you have to hear the whole entire tekiah. So back Shver, what's going on by the Chatzaitzris and the Shofar? How can you hear both of them? We first answer because you hear the end of it, but that didn't work out now because you have to hear the whole entire tekiah. So it's back Shver, when you're blowing the trumpets, how you hear to the mitzvah Shofar? So Gemara answers, Ella, Tarti Kali Machad Gavr Lemishdama. This whole idea that you can't hear two Kali, like we brought a Raya from Zachav Hashama, that was all, like our Baruch Hu said it, so it was all one person. So Machad Gavr Lemishdama, Mitrei Gavri Mishdama. But from two people, you could hear two Karlas. That's the Gemara answer right now. From two people, you could hear two Karlas. Right, the Gemara, is that true? We know that's not true. Mitrei Gavri Mishdami, Vatayim to the Bride. So Vatayra, Echad Karev Echad Matargam. One person's kairi, and then afterwards someone's matargin. That's what the top toisva speaks us out. Pirush levadoi, v'achri kena matargin levadoi. They can't do it at one time. Levad, shlo yishtayim kairi, shtayim matargin, you know, shouldn't do two at a time. So, hacky say from two people. It could be at the same time, and that's why chat soitzeris and shofar is good. We see here you can't do it at the same time. Samar says, no. Shofar is different because Holei Damya El Seifa. Shofar is comparable to the Seifa of that same Brisa that says Bahalal Uva Megillah Afilo Asara Kerim Bahalal Megillah. Even if it's 10 people reading at the same time, you could be Yotza. What's Pshat? Alma Kirin the Chaviv. Since it's precious, Yoav Daite. What does Chaviv mean? Rashi learns it means Chadash Yoloi. Something different. Halal Megillah. So Hakinami Kirin the Chaviv Yoav Daite V'Shama. Since it's precious, the shofar, he listens to it. Trumpets are not precious to him, but the shofar is, if he listens to that. Okay, if that's the case, alone marach b'shofar. So why taka, as the Mishnah say, you blow the shofar longer than the chatzaitzris? And the Gemara, shemitzvah sayyoyim b'shofar. Because, leida, shemitzvah sayyoyim b'shofar. They teach us that mitzvah sayyoyim b'shofar. That's we want people to know that today's mitzvah is the shofar, and therefore, you do it extra long. And but the reason why you hear it is at the end of the Gemara is because Chaviv. So the Gemara it says on Tainiyos they use Bishal Zcharim Kefufim according to our Mishnah that our Mishnah holds that on Rosh Hashanah it's straight and on Tainiyos it's bent Upiv Mitzup Bekesef and it's covered Bekesef the Shofar. So Maishda Hasam why on Rosh Hashanah the Zav it's gold Maishda Hachat the Kesef why is it Kesef? So one Tainiyos is about to say Mekol Knufya anytime you find a gathering of anytime you find a gathering, the kesef. It says there when I gather clients, I use two trumpets of kesef. Therefore, the shofar is also mitzvah of kesef. So that already the Gemara said, Rav Yossi holds it's not a taina. But anyway, that's not a kasha. You use zav on Rosh Hashanah. So what are you answering? You use zav on Rosh Hashanah. Question is, why don't you use zav also on Tainius? And ayi kasha, zav, there's different truths to that. But the Rav said, there's no problem because it's bechutz. The boys ema. So one teretz why this question wasn't that. The question why is Tainius different than Rosh Hashanah? So the first teretz is Tainius are usually silver. We find because the seilach hashdei chachas is kesef to gather Klai Yisrael. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So there you see it's usually kesef and Tainius is a part of gathering Klai Yisrael to daven for rain. The boys ema another teretz a Torah chasam on Rosh Hashanah. The Torah was careful with the moment of Klai Yisrael. So break them up. That's the case. So why Rosh Hashanah don't care about the moment of Klai Yisrael? Hashem navi navi the kesef. And the Gemara filachi covered Yom Tov Adin. Covered Yom Tov is more important. Yom Tov glad I spend money for. A regular day, that's a big shayla taka. But Yom Tov, you definitely allowed to spend money. There's no custom money on the show. Zok to Maravite. When Papa Bar Shmuel saw the member of Dov Kemastisim, when Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to institute in his shul like our Mishnah that says that you blow trumpets together with the shayfer, he wanted to make it like it says in our Mishnah. That's what he wanted to do. So only Rava, Amru El Mikdash. This din that you blow trumpets together with the shayfer is only the base of Mikdash. Tain Amahach. It's Hakim first with Bryce like that. Medva Murim and Mikdash. Just hold din that you blow trumpets after the Mikdash. But in out of base of Mikdash, Mokam Shiyash Chatzaytzris ain't shayfer. If it's a Chatzaytzris day, which means tiny ice, ain't the fast days, there's no shayfer. Mokam Shiyash Shayfer ain't Chatzaytzris. They don't do them together. So the Gemara writes, "V'chein hinig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipari." Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipari instituted both a shayfer and a chatzaytzris. Rabbi Chanani went tradiyah in b'sekini. Because the Bava Dava Yitzchak Chama and the Chama heard about these tzaddikim who are doing this in their shuls, Amra loy hoynoyin kain ela v'shari mitzvah harabayis b'vad. The minig was only in the base of Mikdash, in the eastern gates and the harabayis. Oh, it's the only place we had this minig. And what's the makar for that? Amar Rav, Tema Rabbi Shua Malevi, Mikra. We see in the Pasuk's idea that you have Chatzotzeris and Shofar. Tchsiv, Chatzotzeris v'koil Shofar, or a real Fnei Melech Hashem. And the Diyak is like this. The Fnei Melech Hashem, in front of Hashem, Mamesh, who the Be'inah Chatzotzeris v'koil Shofar. Av Amaloy, B'nan the Beis HaMikdash, there, it's not called Fnei Melech Hashem, there's no Din Chatzotzeris. It's only a Din Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah said further, that besides the tiny Rosh Hashanah, there's another time when you blow shofar. That's on Yovel, on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah said that Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah in two things. First of all, Tekiyah, which means the type of shofar you use. It has to be the same type of shofar as Rosh Hashanah. And Lebrachas, which means you say Malchios, Zichroinios, and Shofars. If everyone remembers the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you say that on Yom Kippur. Amar Shua Yitzchak, Keman Maslina Idna. So Rosh Hashanah says a memory. It says, huh? On Yom Kippur, because this is the Yovel. So I'm Rosh Shmuel Yitzchak. K'mah matzlina ha'idna. First he starts with a memory. He says, these days, every Rosh Hashanah, we say a certain tefillah in Musaf. It goes like this. Zeha yoyim tchilas ma'asecha. So currently yoyim rishon. Today is the day of the beginning of the ma'is of Hashem. Hashem created the world, which means Hashem created Adam. So currently yoyim rishon. So who's that like? When we say Musaf, to remember, who's that like? Zok to Gemara, that's k'mah and k'rab liyaza. It's going to get a laser, whole Tishrei Nevi'ilam, because we hold that the world was created in Nisan, means other regions were created in Nisan, so what are you saying in Rosh Hashanah? Today is the first day of the Masech of the world. It's not true. Today is not. Teretz is, we're going according to Rav Eliezer. That's what Rav Shmuel said. So Master Rav Eina, Rav Eina has a kasha. If you're right that we say this, and we say this, then it's a little bit schwer, because it says in our Mishnah, Shava Yoevel Rosh Hashanah, Letkiya V'Lebrachas. It says in our Mishnah that Yovel has the same tefillah as Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? If you say in the tefillah Zeha Yoim, then how do you say that on Yom Kippur? It's not today's not Yom Kippur is not the day the world was created. So our answer is Kiktani Ashara. It's going on the rest of them. It's going on the rest of them. So what would come out from our Gemara? What comes from our Gemara is that if you paskin, let's say, like Benisa Nivra Olam, then you wouldn't say this pasuk. Because Gufa was saying is that we're masking to you that you didn't say this pasuk. The problem is that we paskin like Gemara and Daf Yabez, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that Benisa Nivra Olam. That's what we paskin. So if you paskin Shunis Olam, why do we say this pasuk? Zayim Tchilas Basacha. It's a bomb of kasha. You know what asks kasha? Taisus. Taisus asks kasha. Says, well, why are we saying this pasuk? This tefillah. And for Taisus, a different pshat in the way we attach to Gemara. And very important. Different way. Rav Eina wasn't arguing on that we say this tefillah. How do we say this tefillah? He was saying it doesn't mean that today is the creation of the world and it's going according to Eliezer. That's not what the pasuk means. This line means. This line means elavadei d'taisus hodam arina la'labishon briyasa shalayim. Not because the world is created. Elavishon tchilas masay din sha'il nidabay l'skayim and b'alav. And that is shayich also. That Shayach, Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean the world is created. This is a day when Hashem is down the world. Hashem is down the world over here. That's how he learns. That's how, and that's true, because Hashem downs the world on Tishrei. Like upon him, that's not a way to learn the Gemara, and that's why answers why we say it these days. The Gemara is not a version of these events. Rav Sheshi Reidim Idi Masti Hachi, Omer Shmuel, Yitzchak Hodotnan, Shavah, Yevel Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyav Brachas. Rosh Hashanah just said a memory like this. That we said in our Mishnah, that Yovel, you say, the same tefillah as Rosh Hashanah, is the Klai Rav Eliezer. The Yikar Rav Eliezer, Kim Lam Tishra Nevailam, Ha'ika, Zayim Tichas Masechel, Zikam Yom Rishon. You have to say this part of the tefillah. Mishnah, if you don't go like Rav Eliezer, you don't say that tefillah. But if you're Rav Eliezer, you say the tefillah, so that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you say it on Yovel also. The Rosh Hashanah, Yisav Yovel also. And for the Gemara Ketani Asharo, our Mishnah says that on Yovel you say the same tefillah as Rosh Hashanah. That means besides for that line you taka don't say because Avadim Kippur is not the creation of the world. Like upon him, the second Lashon doesn't stim so good. Tosfos himself asks on himself, but this will be if the second Lashon will be a little shver how we say Zeh Yom Tchilas Masechah Bezman Hazeh that we pass in like Rav Yeshua. Like upon him, we have the first Mahalach for Tosfos.